Lynn, thanks for joining us to talk about this challenging topic of trauma. So let's get started, and let's just start with what is trauma?
Trauma is the emotional, psychological, and physical residue after a person experiences violence, assault, or other life-challenging events. These events are either a genuine threat or perceived to be a threat that would cause that person to die or experience serious injury.
And so what are the two different types of trauma?
Well, the first one is single incident trauma, and that occurs with the one-off events. Those are things like natural catastrophes, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, or one-time sexual or physical assaults, maybe a fire, a car accident, or even witnessing a violent event. Complex trauma is when there is exposure to multiple traumatic events ongoingly and continually. These are often of an invasive and interpersonal nature. This could be things like physical or sexual abuse, exposure to domestic violence, or ongoing exposure to violent or sexual crimes. Children who grow up or start out in abusive families suffer from complex trauma.
What is an ACE score, and how is it related to trauma?
So ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Events, and an ACEs score reflects how many different adverse childhood events a person has experienced. The ACE score came out of a study done by CDC Kaiser Permanente, who discovered there was a strong relationship between exposure to abuse or household dysfunction during childhood and adult health issues like heart disease, cancer, and depression. An ACE score is computed by counting the number of childhood traumatic events that a person has been exposed to. Childhood traumatic events include things like physical, sexual, emotional abuse or neglect, or losing access to a biological parent in some way, for instance, jail, an addiction issue, or a mental health disorder which prevents them from engaging with their child. The researchers discovered that the more of these events that happen to you in childhood, the poorer your adult health outcomes are. So people with four or more ACEs have significantly increased risk for poorer health outcomes.
Okay, and so what are some of the other effects of childhood trauma?
So childhood trauma often leads a person to developing a toxic stress response to their environment. A toxic stress response is when a person's body reacts as if there's an ongoing threat that they need to respond to. So this could lead to a flight, fight, or freeze response during the course of a typical day or activity, or in response to a minor stressor. Toxic stress creates a prolonged and frequent activation of the stress response, which results in the body over-responding to events and also failing to fully recover even when they're not stressed. So an example of a toxic stress response would be a child who was lightly touched by another child passing by, and then they responded by aggressively punching that other child, so that fight response. So I'll talk about other types of behaviors that children could exhibit as a result of toxic stress response in more detail in the next sections.
So what are some common mental health symptoms that can be exhibited by someone suffering from complex trauma or a trauma and stressor-related disorder?
So a person can experience vivid flashbacks, which are strong memories of the trauma triggered by place or person. They may have intrusive thoughts. They may have nightmares, night terrors, or have trouble sleeping. They may demonstrate extreme hypervigilance, so that's like always being on alert for everything. Teens or adults could be easily agitated, or they become very sensitive to tiny small stressors, and a child may be continuously dysregulated and unable to relax. They may exhibit a variety of aggressive, escape, or withdrawal type behaviors.